Nolte, Disney Plus cancels another grooming series aimed at kids, Goosebumps. By John Nolte on August 11, 2025. Any parent who subscribes to Disney Plus should receive a visit from social services. Good grief, the Disney grooming syndicate was using Goosebumps, to groom and queer little kids. Disney Plus has buried yet another queer series in the metaphorical streaming graveyard. As the teen horror series, Goosebumps, has been cancelled, laments the pro-grooming site Pink News. The series featured stars including Friends' David Schwimmer, trans actor and LGBTQ+ advocate Miles McKenna. The cancellation marks the third major queer series to be cut from the streaming platform in recent moments. After The Acolyte and Willow, which were both hailed for their on-screen LGBTQ+ representation, the report adds. Good grief. Here's how one episode, in a TV show aimed directly at young children, was described. In episode 6, credited to lesbian writer Mariko Tamaki, Cece and Alex find themselves feeling the mounting pressure of the dangers before them and the tasks they're about to set off to do, and decide to not waste time in case it's their only shot and they kiss. What's remarkable about this isn't necessarily the kiss itself, though it's nice that the camera centers them and the music swells, but that it is one of, if not the, only kiss in the show. It's definitely the most important kiss if it isn't the only. Teaching tolerance for people who are different is a noble thing. Truly. But we know for a fact this can be done without sexualizing, confusing, and recruiting small children behind the backs of their parents. Sexualizing little kids is de facto grooming. It is the behavior of criminal degenerates and perverts. And this is Disney doing this again and again and again and again. As I have said 1,100 times, of course, there is a place for entertainment for gay people so they can feel seen. Entertainment should be made for everyone. But it should be its own thing, not injected into mainstream entertainment, and certainly not perversely targeted at kids. At one time, Disney was known for protecting the innocence of children. Now Disney is aggressively looking to shatter that innocence. There can only be one reason for that, and it is not to teach tolerance. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.